Sometimes the human species can have an error in judgment, and sometimes change contributes to that. Today, Jane Andrews shares how not keeping up with change is like walking on thin ice. This is A Walk in the Park.
A few days ago, I looked out onto the frozen lake to see three skaters playing hockey on the ice. My heart started racing in concern for their safety, seeing that the lake was completely unfrozen just a few days before. There wasn't enough time for enough ice to form underfoot. Ice skating is a traditional winter pastime on this lake. The concern is that climate is changing. Temperatures are not anywhere as consistent as they used to be, and we see more complete thaws every winter. As a result, the lakes never really get to form a minimum of 4 inches of ice to withstand human weight. Observing the skaters, the concerned mother in me wanted to shout out a lesson or two across the lake. The fellow township citizen in me wanted to mind my own business, and the child in me wanted to tell a grown-up. But it was the believer in me that reminded me to put the skaters in God's hands and say a few prayers. Just recently, there was a body cam news video of a dog named Ruby who helped rescue his owner on a Michigan lake. The man had fallen through the ice and could not get himself out. After police were called from onshore witnesses, they too were powerless to reach the man and his dog. The officer tried to toss a tethered rescue disc, but they were too far away. The officer then asked if the dog would come if he called her name. The dog came to the officer, and in some heat of the moment cooperative bond, the officer attached the rescue disc to Ruby's collar. She then ran back to her owner, and the man was able to be successfully pulled onto the ice and dragged to shore with Ruby by his side. The man was 65 years old enough to remember how winters used to be. Today, we cannot count on consistency in temperatures, as nostalgic as it may seem. It is heartwarming to know that Ruby the dog and the officer on the scene could manage the necessary teamwork to save the man's life.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.